Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How was your weekend?
Just fine.
Great.
Good.
What's happening out at Vanderbilt camp? I know you probably had a chance to check them out to some extent as they get practice underway.
Yep, been out a couple of times as they have practiced now on consecutive 3 days evenings. And still today going shoulder pads, and then they'll go into full pads tomorrow for the first time. It's been kind of interesting to watch some of the things that have developed. I know one of the things that caught everybody's attention yesterday was DJ Moore spent most of the practice at wide receiver and also did some punt return and kick return. They are fully intending to work him into the offense. And Bobby Johnson said, you know, if they're going to do that, they're going to try to pick practices where he can devote the majority of his time to receiver instead of, you know, running over for three or four plays and then heading back to the defense and then running back to the offense. So interesting to see that development, and he's taken to it very well. Chris Nixon and Mackenzie Adams basically rotating the snaps with the first team at this point. That was to be expected. One of the faces we saw, and I think we mentioned him, one of the freshmen coming in, Archie Barnes out of Tampa, is listed in the book as an athlete because they really don't know yet what position they want to put him in. He started out practicing at quarterback on Friday, then moved to linebacker. So it's going to be interesting to see where he ends up. But he's a big 6'4", 210-pound player with a lot of talent. They're just going to try to find a place for him. You know, some other guys are moving into new places as well. Brent Trice, who's been a backup in the secondary behind Rashard Langford, is another one of those sort of hybrid players that Bobby Johnson calls him. He's moved to linebacker now. He's another one of those 6'4", 210, 215 size guys with coverage skill as well. So he's going to move up to linebacker. Broderick Stewart also has been moving at defensive end. Stephen Stone, the other defensive end, has actually taken some snaps at defensive tackle. So there are a lot of guys sort of moving around here in the early going, trying to find places where they may be able to be even more helpful to the team.
Noticed Jamie Graham has been switched from defensive back to wide receiver. What was the thought behind that?
Just too good an athlete, nice to get on the field once again. He's got good speed, and in that secondary, which you see now is pretty well set. They're very comfortable with what they have there and the depth there. They wanted to get his hands on the football as well, so a move to wide receiver. Of course, Jamie played offense in high school as well, so this is nothing new to him, and he's taken to it very well. And face it, with the receiver situation, you knew that somebody was going to have to step in and fill a void because of the depth issue. And so not only do you see a guy like Jamie Graham, John Cole, the freshman out of Kentucky, is already in the first and second team rotations, so which was no surprise. We anticipated he would step in early.
Coach Bobby Johnson decided to suspend Jermaine Doster for the season. And, Joe, I know you kind of hope he can learn from the suspension and get back on the field next year and be a contributor to the program.
Yeah, I know. I think Mark, you put it right when you mentioned the story the first time, that you were just sort of – it was an eerie feeling. And I think we all felt that way as well, that somebody whose brother had gone through what he had gone through in that very same area went back. And so hopefully he will learn from this and you know, get his head on his shoulders right and be able to come back at some point. But he won't be on the field this year. That's gone. So, you know, it's one of those things that, again, it's something we talked about before. You knew it was going to be resolved before practice began. The coaching staff, this staff especially, is not one to let those kind of things linger and draw out. And they got all the information. They made their decision, and now they're moving on.
Don't want to sound cynical about this, Joe, but I read how Bradley Vierling, the junior center, a new captain, is motivated by the team's underdog role.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking just another guy trying to break the door's quarter-century cycle of frustration. Welcome to Vanderbilt football,
no,
Bradley.
I know it. You know, we all, of course, I remember the 22 or 23 years of wondering when we were going to beat Tennessee. You know, I mean, there's always something out there like that. So, but you're right. Every year you hear these guys say, hey, we know we're the underdog, and that motivates us. Well, I guess it has to. You know, yeah. I mean, it should be a motivator.
I think
factor.
Chris Gaines was the first one for me. Mark, we're going to win this year.
That's right.
We're going to beat the Vols.
Oh, me.
Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.